This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum, bismillah, alhamdulillah, salatu wassalamu ala rasulillah, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Welcome back to Managing Our Disagreements. In the last segment, we said that the two root causes for all instances of Muslim disunity are al-jahl, ignorance, and al-dhulm, transgressiveness. And so transgression happens when there is insufficient spiritual refinement to restrain a person from violating others knowingly. Whereas al-jahl, ignorance, we'll discuss that here in this episode, it's when there is an inadequate amount of sacred knowledge or depth in understanding on sacred knowledge, the Quran, the Sunnah, and also the scholarly tradition, right? How our scholars employed their hermeneutics, right? Their framework for interpreting the Quran and Sunnah in the most careful way that is befitting of texts that have been preserved for us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How do you read them in the most careful, most consistent, most comprehensive, most cumulative way that is due of us on them? Our scholars showed us how to do this. And so without familiarity with the scholarly methodology, how they regard and interpret and deduce from the Quran and Sunnah, we can run into lots of frustrations regarding unity, even disunity on the subject about how to create unity. Lack of knowledge will get you there. Because you'll find people creating artificial barriers, placing barriers on what is and isn't excusable of differences, of disagreements, barriers that are very hard, rather arguably impossible to justify. So for example, you'll have one group of people that will overemphasize unity and selectively read our tradition in a way that, you know, implores us to unity, but they do so in a way that dismisses every disagreement, accepts every, you know, view and interpretation, even the most, you know, indefensible ones, in the spirit of unity, like it's coming from the right place. But as a result, they could render Islam unrecognizable. And that's a problem, because at the end of the day, Islam has to have a definition. And definitions, by definition, are exclusionary, right? A fruit is that which is not a vegetable, right? And so at the end of the day, there's going to have to be truth and falsehood. The Quran was called a furqan, a differentiator between truth and falsehood. At the end of the day, there's going to have to be good and evil. There's going to have to be belief and disbelief. And so the assumption that you can just oversimplify, this is an uninformed approach. It is caused by ignorance, jahl. There's another, you know, manifestation of this ignorance, which is actually the opposite extreme. It also comes from a good place. People that want to keep Islam recognizable, right? They want to compromise Islam from being diluted into oblivion. And those are the people that are entirely intolerant of any sort of disagreement. They say, we have the Quran, we have the Sunnah, those are truth. Whatever else is falsehood. And they overlook the fact that this actually requires a lot more nuance than that, because it's not all about truth and falsehood. There are valid opinions many a times that you're not able to discern. No one will be able to discern what is the absolute truth there. And so that is why, since they are, you know, disagreeing on what the definitions of acceptability, excusability, and unacceptability, inexcusability are, you have the frustration that you find regarding even how to go about getting unity while preserving the purity of the deen in the process. And so we need to realize that it requires study. It requires knowledge. It requires deferring to those who dedicated their lives to study and knowledge, the scholars, the experts. We cannot settle for generic advice about, you know, just be gentle and be tolerant and be accommodating and this is not, an option that we have. There are times you have to be assertive. And at the same time, you can't just pull out the, you know, stand strong and take the book with seriousness and so on and so forth, because it's not always about that. There are different types of differences and they require different types of treatment. Not every difference is a disagreement. Not every disagreement is to be dismissed. And not every dismissed position necessitates we can't unite or collaborate with the people that uphold or observe that position. But that's for another episode. Subhanakallahumma hamdik, shadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum.